Welcome to 51 First Dates.
I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy.
And we are doing an experiment.
And talking about dating.
And love. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Cheers!
Cheers, sort of.
Hi, everybody. I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy, and welcome to 51 First Dates, the podcast. We're also joined by an extra special repeat guest slash, you know, co-host, our new dater, Kenny. Kenny, my brother.
It's been a little while, to say the least.
I know. It's been kind
Kenny,
of wild.
I'd have to say I looked away from the computer for a second to write down a time code note, and I looked back, and you had your hat and your hood on.
It's just like, my apartment is so poorly insulated and so cold, and the only thing I could put on was gym shorts, so I'm just, like, casually having, like, a physical breakdown.
Oh,
like,
my God. I understand.
I was trying to figure out how I could record from my bed earlier. So make it work.
That's the dream.
Kenny, what are you drinking? I'm actually drinking some wine. Liza, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking water. I had a glass of week-old boxed wine that I just finished that I was like, I'm not going to refill this. But I might when we take a break. When we take an ad break, I'll probably refill it.
I mean, I feel like I'm peer pressuring. Sorry. I just feel
no,
like...
not at all. I mean, I should. I was telling Kenny, I had a little bit of a night last night. I keep having weeknights.
Oh, wow. Liza, last time we spoke, you had a little bit of a night.
It's not great. I've been back into doing comedy more regularly, and with that comes being a child.
When's the next time you're doing comedy that our listeners can come to?
That's a great question. I know I'm doing a show at Broadway Comedy Club on May 11th. So if you want to come to that, you can hit us up on the secret Facebook group.
Yeah, we're going to promote details. The shit out of that. That's good because it's like firm and like there's some time to plan. So
yes, yeah, totally. It's a little bit out there. Mm-hmm. I'm also probably going to be doing a couple shows in April at various clubs in the city. So maybe I'll just start posting about it in the secret Facebook group and then you guys can come meet me and see my temp jokes.
Yes, we should. We should have a thing. We should have like I want to be there for one. Are you doing any at the end of March, kind of April?
No, but I can try to schedule something. Tell me the dates you're going to be here. Oh my God, maybe we'll do a meetup.
Maybe we will. And you know why? Because my dad will be in town and he wants to see you do comedy so badly.
Oh my God, that would be really fun. We could try to do like a listener meetup / I'll do jokes. Yeah, so, but I'm going to stop drinking on weeknights because I'm not a child and I am like back at a job with hours that I have to be there looking like an adult. So,
I was peer pressured into hanging out with friends on Sunday, and Sunday it started like snowing. So I was like very much so banking on like I reverse commute. If it's really snowy, office shuts down. It's like being a child. I waited and at night it was like 9 p.m. It's like 2 hour delay. I'm like, golden. This is going to be the greatest Monday ever. I'm going to be able to recover with this hangover, like roll out of bed at 9, like not have to do anything. 6 a.m. comes around. No follow-up email. 7 a.m. No follow-up email. So I'm like, fuck, not canceled. And I went from zero to sprinting out the door to try to get to the office. Mm-hmm. I can't hang on Sundays. Why do people drink on Sundays? Everybody
drinks.
Well,
we were given a false bill of goods. People were like, it's going to snow 6 inches. Like, the whole city's going to be shut down. And then it literally didn't accumulate. There were like a couple
happens once
patches
a year.
Of snow.
I remember that happening because I also remember it like being fun to go try to like go out and like meet people and drink with people. Like it was then became like a fun night or like wondering where the person you're like you've gone on a couple dates with was going.
I was hoping because we haven't had like it hasn't snowed here this winter. Like I want like a city snow day before the winter's over. We've had a couple lame slushy days, but I'm like I want to go like do snowballs in the streets and stuff. Like I like one city snow until it gets so gross, but we haven't had it.
Do snowballs. I love it. It sounds like you're from California. I want to do snowballs.
How do you do a snowball?
Well, you know, dating in the winter is rough. I mean, I don't think that's our theme, but I'm just also thinking of like the polar vortex year. And I remember I was like going on a bunch of dates that year and it was really rough. Like,
shout out to all the people in the Midwest who went on dates when it was like negative 40 degrees out. They have left their apartment. But like, damn.
Yeah, like no fear.
Wait, we need our listeners to write in from the Midwest because like just I remember the hat being really a particular problem for me that polar vortex year, like hood slash hat slash like hair.
Totally. Then your hair is fucked up, or like those the puffy coats that you put on and you just look like such an Oompa Loompa, like no matter what. It's just the least like sexy item of clothing ever. Or like our Canadian listeners, we have a bunch of listeners in Canada.
That's true. Yeah, talk about cold. Like, gee,
yeah,
geez, yeah. I mean,
dating in the winter.
Am I right?
I just know that like my legs are both hairy and a little bit crusty. So if I think was dating at all, I definitely wouldn't be showing them to anyone.
My face,
God forbid,
has been...
I just shave them.
But my face has been crusty. That. Like, that sounds so gross, but I got back from skiing and my face, like, I got home from going into my internship for a fancy little meeting and I was like, I'll take notes. I want to be in this meeting. And I got home and day 13 was like, what's going on in your chin? And it was just like all flaking off. Like, I'm a dinosaur. I know it's gross. Well, sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
No, I was talking about my legs. Are you kidding? If you, like, I wish I could show you guys my legs right now. They're really a lot.
Kenny, do you enjoy being on this podcast where we talk about our flaky skins?
I mean, it's just opening up my mind, to say the least. I really know this. And so, like, to have the opportunity to do it on the podcast in front of all of the listeners, it's even better.
I mean, for sure. This is what they came for, right? Right, guys? You're here. We're doing this. We've been talking about it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. We're so fun. We promise this is a dating podcast. If you're new, thanks for bearing with us. You can start at the beginning. Liz and I have been doing this for like a year and a half.
77 episodes.
Yeah.
So, and 77 weeks.
We talk about dating. We talk about not dating. I went on 32 dates. It's all been spoiled now, but I think like, I feel like I was like more interesting to listen to then because I was always so like emotionally stressed, like sad if it went bad. I don't know. But Kenny's the one who gets to be emotionally stressed now. No.
Who knew dating could be like, such a roller coaster. Sometimes
everyone.
Sometimes I'm just like, fuck this. I'm not even going to look at my phone. Like, I'm disconnecting. I'm deleting all the people that I matched with. I'm just like, ugh, I'm out.
Wait, what's that move of deleting all the people that you matched with? Tell us about that.
Just like fewer things to like suck you back into a dating app and make you think about dating, right? So like if you have like outstanding conversations that are just sitting there, it's just like, let's clear like the... not a Rolodex, but like, let's clear the list and just feel like we can reset and just be like, take a deep breath. I'm going back in clean. Like, I have this new approach. I just feel like get sucked into that and just like look at old things you were texting people on dating apps and like look at all the people who didn't text you or whatever. And so, like, doing a little cleanse never hurts.
You're a numbers guy. I feel like numbers, like, while numbers are like, it's a numbers game dating, like numbers on dating apps are rough. If you were ever to look at how many, like if I were to go back and see how many people never replied to me or like never spoke to, like swiped me, it would be very dark.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, just like eliminating those numbers feels good. And then it's just like, I go in, maybe I'll update my profile. Maybe I'll just do a little full reset. And then it's like, I'm ready to go again.
Yeah. Or have you gone on a date with a listener yet? Shout out to our listeners hitting up my brother.
I have not yet, but I mean, I feel like that's going to happen.
Good. Liza, have you been privy to
the idea? I don't think it's weird. As long as you're not weird, then I generally think I'm not weird. And that's a very biased opinion. But like, I feel like we can make something happen. Like, it's as easy as grabbing a drink. So yeah, if you want to ask me out on a date, people have slid into my Instagram DMs. I've never like came across anybody in any other format who has recognized the pod and me in combination. I think it'd be hilarious if I was like on one of these apps and like somebody like was like, I listened to the podcast, and I'd be like, oh my God, I'm deleting you from this app. I'm ignoring the conversation.
But like, you're just like giving everyone instructions on how to date you if they're listening. You're like, don't match me on an app, DM me on Instagram. Like, these are my guidelines. You're not going to need the apps at all soon.
Am I subconsciously plugging myself?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
No.
It's fine. I think it's fun. I mean, who cares?
No one's like ever slid into my DMs in my whole life. Maybe one person who I already knew, like, and I had a story up, you know? Like,
yeah.
No one's ever, like, Kenny, that's like, that means you're an influencer.
No. You take that back. No.
Well, we like to fake influence whenever we have an ad read. We're like, oh, yeah, we got product. you know.
Kenny, if you ever go on The Bachelor, your lower third is going to say content creator.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm like at least 4 inches too short to go on The Bachelor.
I don't know.
No, dude. No one has any idea how tall anyone is on that show.
That's true. Tom Cruise always came off as tall, and he's a little boy like me, so.
I think he's shrimpy. I think he's way smaller than you, Kenny.
Yeah, I think so.
Everybody on TV looks the same height. Like, all the tall celebrities get told by people that they look way taller in real life. All the short celebrities get told by people they look taller in real life, because TV tends to frame everyone the same. It's a mind-eye trick.
Yeah. Or they all sometimes right, make you stand on.
You're watching.
Yeah. Yeah. All those Bachelor. I mean, I also just would very much like a job as a producer or associate producer, if you're listening, Bachelor EP.
Liza, have you been watching? Kenny, have you been watching? I know the answer to the latter.
Every single episode, like as soon as it's on, and then I'll watch it again on DVR the next day to make sure I'm like really caught up in the story.
Liza, have you been watching?
Kenny's lying. Okay, here's what I did. And Kimmy knows I have a long and storied history with The Bachelor, so I'll try to keep it short. I got really into it for like 4 years. Then I was like, I got to quit this cold turkey. It's really consuming my life. Mm-hmm. This season, I was like, I can't. I can't watch it. Like, I do this dance every season, and I was like, I can't watch it. Then the other night, I couldn't sleep, and I was like caught up on all my other shows, and I was cruising around Hulu, and I was like, you know what? Fine, I'm going to watch it. So I turned it on, and I was having like a weird insomnia night, so I watched the first like 2 episodes, and then I kind of dozed through like 3 episodes. Like, I kept waking up, like falling asleep, like all of these different things. And I got to like the current episode in the middle, or whatever, an episode ago, like I'm in the middle of the night. So I'm semi caught up on it. Okay. It is a lot of 23-year-old beauty pageant right. people this season.
I was asking you because you said the content creator thing. So that girl's just like an influencer.
Yeah.
Like, that makes me mad as a one-time content creator. Like, Liza, you are a content creator.
It's very, the whole thing is confusing, because I'm just like, I feel like The Bachelorette used to be like, I feel like there used to be like women on it and not kind of like children. I don't know.
I was just going to ask, like, do you respect is a very strong word, because like all human beings, but like, would you want to be any of those people on the show? So I feel like they just like are such a typecast person and like such a stereotype in every like capacity, whether it be like, you've got your athletic dude, or you've got like this, everybody just fits this mold. And I'm like, at the end of the day, like that, I mean, sure, I'll take the money, I'll be on TV, but like,
oh, they don't get paid.
Someone's poking fun at you.
They don't get paid, right, Liza? They don't get paid till the end.
I think they might get paid like minimum wage or something, like for like,
right,
they might get paid something because of like labor union shit.
Yes, that's
don't
fair.
Quote me on this.
They're talented.
But it's like, it's minimal. It's like, it's not, they're not paid a lot, but it's like the money they make on Instagram after.
Right.
Basically.
Which I think is like, so here, I even have a weirder experience with The Bachelor this year, because I was later than Liza to the game, but then it is like a fascinating, like, who are these people? Like, I don't know. It's really fascinating to watch. But this year I've been not watching. So basically this will come out next week, which will be after maybe the, or you know, it'll be the final wrap up. So we don't know what happens.
Yes.
But we're recording this right after an episode I did not watch, but listen to my favorite podcast that doesn't need advertising, Bachelor Party on The Ringer. I just love the way she talks about The Bachelor. Like, I literally like watching it, listening to it, even if I haven't watched it. And it was the big fence jump. So the lead guy does this big fence jump that they've teased forever. But apparently, and I won't spoil anything, but you guys have all probably watched it, it was like a very emotional, it didn't follow the formula, this last night's episode at all. Like, it's unclear who he is going, what's going to happen. Because he like,
well,
he was basically like, I love you and none of the other women, which is something you cannot say on the time. And he's a virgin. So like, and that was the episode where he's supposed to sleep with everyone, which is such a weird conceit for anything ever. Like, yeah.
It's so weird.
I don't know.
I was also like, hometowns, he eliminated my pick to win the whole thing, Kaylin. So I was like, well, I don't know what's going to happen now.
That was a good pick. Okay, Kenny is very bored.
Well, I'm just so confused. Wait, because I have no idea what's going on in this episode. This not an issue that he's a virgin. There's a night where he just is supposed to sleep with everyone?
Did you hear that thunder? Sorry.
Second to last episode, Kenny, of every season, they do this thing called fantasy suites. And they give the bachelor or bachelorette a fantasy suite with their remaining three people for the night. And they can do whatever they want. But, like, it's for fucking. And so they go in.
How many people are actually fucking? Like, that's...
Like, two out of three. Basically, they always do. Like, usually... Every, like, the bachelor or bachelorette has sex with every, like, three people in, like, 3 days, which fucking rock on. I don't know.
I mean, I guess it's good for them, but, like, that's wild. This guy's never had sex before, ever. And he's going to have sex with all these people.
Or maybe. Yeah. I need to watch now.
So, basically, Eliza, I'm spoiling it. But he, like, I guess I'm spoiling it for everyone, but whatever. Basically,
no, it's already out.
He hasn't had the sex yet. Like, the first one, he went on, the first of the three, who's, like, I think the coolest, Tayshia, they didn't sleep together. I haven't even seen it, so I don't know. I was just like, I want to know what happened. It's thundering here too, which is wild. I feel like I haven't heard that much thunder in LA yet, but hey, first time for everything. And then the second one, he was like, I only want you. And she was like, nah, I'm good. And there was some weird, her dad came to Portugal, like all of this weird family, like her, she's very Christian. Like this girl was, I thought kind of like, you know, Cassie, it was Cassie.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So pretty and, like, didn't always wear makeup, which I appreciated. Yeah. Some of them who didn't always wear makeup. Anyway, it's all quite dumb, but it sounded like now I want to watch that episode because I'm, like, weird. It sounds like he just, like, was, like, fuck this show. They're flying her dad to Portugal to, like, fuck with me. Like, I like this girl and only this girl. Like, they didn't even show the third fantasy suite.
Anyway. Damn. All right. Guys, should this just slowly become a Bachelor podcast that Kenny... as an outsider has to start watching The Bachelor after many years of not watching The Bachelor and just be kind of like introduced to female culture.
Well, I'll get this great like third party opinion from people who haven't seen the episode, but have listened to about it. So like, I'll have you like so far adjacent that I'll just have this whole other storyline in my mind and it'll just be like my own little thing. So maybe
it's like like that video series. Have you ever seen those videos where they make people who have never watched Game of Thrones just watch a random episode of Game of Thrones and try to explain what happens?
No, but that's amazing because I've really watched them all. And if you ask me what happened that last week on Sunday, I'm like, I don't know. I
probably had two glasses of wine. Everyone died. Yeah.
Everyone died. I don't know anyone's name, but I know that was really riveting.
For sure.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Speaking of riveting, Kenny won. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, that question, like, what's your serial killer tell?
Yes.
Is mine is I watched every single episode of the last Game of Thrones season, except for the last one. And now that I've spoiled it for myself, I, like, just haven't watched it.
So that's how, okay.
So I watched the entire, just like, I watched every single episode of Breaking Bad, except for the last season, and I was like, I don't care.
Okay, yeah, like, that's your tell. Like,
to clarify. I've done that with sitcoms before.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Well, I guess it depends on like how many episodes. Like I feel like, yeah, burnout watching like The West Wing. Get it? There's like a million episodes. When in like Breaking Bad's the hottest show on TV, and there's five seasons. Maybe there's four. I think I watched four, and then there's five, and I just like stop before the end. Like that's a little bit strange, and I recognize that's a weird look.
Yeah, I do it when I'm sad that something's ending. Like I've never watched the last episode of Parks and Rec.
Maybe that's why I didn't watch the last episode of Game of Thrones because I was just like, oh, I have to wait for 2 years and like.
Yeah, I didn't even like the last season of Game of Thrones as much as prior.
It's fucking overwrought.
And now we're going to stay up until midnight watching movies on Sundays because we weren't getting enough sleep anyways. So let's add full Game of Thrones features.
Yeah, that starts really soon, actually. We're about to...
Yeah, very soon.
You know, be back in that life, which I don't know if I'll be in that life.
The trailer dropped today. Anyway, okay, guys. Kenny went on two dates... Dates 8 and 9.
Woo! Kenny, at 10, we're doing a recap. Just saying.
Uh-oh. I don't know if I remember everything that happened on all the dates, but, like, hopefully you guys can help me with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Yeah. Do you want to give us an... It's been a while since we heard from you. Do you want to give us an overview of your, you know, how your life has changed in the last, like, 3 weeks?
well, I think it's the first time I've been on the podcast. I've been 27. So, like, I've got this great new... aged outlook on life and dating. So like this is a whole new year, whole new dating, like combined 2019 with an early year birthday and like whole new me.
Oh my god, wait, when's your birthday?
February something. Can't tell the pod, too specific. I almost just blurted it out.
Oh my god. Well, happy birthday. No. I missed it. I didn't know what was happening.
Wait, Kenny, are you mad if people know who you are?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
You sent me that email from a listener who thought they had like blown up my spot and I'm like, first of all, this podcast is led by someone named Kimmy Foskett. I am her brother. any pause. Like, do a Google. Do a 30-minute Google. 30-second Google. You'll find everything you need about me, and including some stuff that I probably, like, from, like, when I got drinking tickets in college. So, like, it's all out there.
Yeah.
Lay it out there. It's all good. I don't care.
Nobody's listening to our podcast for hours upon hours to find those things out.
I know. I said 30 minutes. I meant, like, you can take, like, a 5-second Google, and there I am. So, like, I don't care. No.
Okay. But, yes, Kenny, that's true. You are a new age. I don't know. Weirdly, Liza, wasn't your age 27 that you felt like was a changing year for you?
That was my year that when I was like a kid, 27 was the year that I thought that I should get married and be very settled and figured out. That was like my perception. I have an older brother who is maybe, I think he's 16 years older than me. And he got married when he was 27.
Mm.
And so I think just growing up, I was like, well, that's when my brother got married. Shout out Scott. He likes the pod.
Scott should be on the pod.
I know he should. He's very cool. Kimmy's hung out with him many times. So I was like, well, that's when you're an adult. That's when you get married. And then when I was like 26 and a half, I was, even though I was like very happy in my relationship, whatever, I was just like, I'm a baby. Like,
I don't know. I don't think anything's changed. Being 27 for me is the same thing as being 26. Like I said, I think I'm more excited to be like young 30s than I am late.
32, I think it was.
32 is specifically the year that I know that I will peak. I'm predicting it now, calling it out. Listeners of the pod, check back in with me in 5 years, and I'll let you know if that transpired. But yeah,
when you're going to be what?
I'm going to peak at 32. Just like socially, physically, all things. I'm just going to be the best me. Hopefully mentally too, just like have a big healthy brain in there, you know, just feel good, look good. 32.
Look good in your 30s. It's got, the second I turned 30, that was the big change I noticed, how hard it was to look good.
One day, you just immediately turn 30.
I saw all the grays come in, all the wrinkles come in, all the cellulites come in.
I started flossing and wearing sunscreen on my face every day, and it is too late. Do it now if you're younger than I was just like, fuck, I really gotta get the shit together. It's way too late. All right, so how do you feel like being that age has affected your vibe on the apps?
No, but I feel like it's weird. I feel like sometimes I get a slightly younger demo on dating apps, and so I've cranked up my age to 25, and I think it was originally at 23 at the low end, so I'm just like moving up market a little bit in terms of the age group.
Yeah, but not to go back to The Bachelor, like, two of his top three are 23, which is too young. He's only, like, 26. He's probably your age, Kenny. But, like, that's too young to, like, get engaged at the end of a television show. Or to, like, you know.
Or, like, to have, like, sometimes it's too young to have, like, meaningful conversations that, like, don't delve back into college.
Yeah,
graduate school. Like, I don't know. There's just a little bit of, like, a subject gap there, because like, I don't know, I we can talk about it. One of the girls that I recently went on a date with like grew up in Winston-Salem, and like as part of like the original interchange on the dating app, realized that I went to Wake Forest, which is in Winston-Salem.
Mm-hmm.
And like she asked me like, oh, where do you used to hang out, like tell me all this stuff. And I was like, first of all, this is intimidating as fuck. You live there. I was there 8 years ago for 4 years of blur because it was college. And I was like Googling and like trying to be like, I went to this place, this place, this place. But like, I completely forgot. And so like, just like imagine that, but just like now it's a different college or a different town that you were never a part of and like can't relate to. Like makes it a little bit weird. So I'm like happy to stay at 25. I think it's going to be the low end for now.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like every year in your 20s is like more growth than maybe even like every 5 years after that. Like it just, the difference between a 23-year-old and a 25-year-old and a 29-year-old are so big. Like
just like an 11-year-old and a 19-year-old. Like it's just, it's like exponential. Yeah.
Totally. I remember when I was 22, I was dating someone who was 26. And I was like, I felt that age gap so acutely. And now I look back at that and I'm like, he was 26. Like I was a baby, but like he was a baby. It's just, you know, it just it felt so different.
I actually remember when like 27 felt very old to me because I was like young in New York and like dated someone who was 27 and was like, oh God, he's so old. That's, oh, am I being weird? Like, no, it's not weird. Also, no shade to like younger ages, but the age gap thing is so pronounced.
It's hard in your 20s.
In your 20s.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on dates and talked about people that I've been on dates with on this podcast who are several years younger than me. I don't think it's like it's not a black or white thing for me. It's just like, let's just see what's in that other little age group. Cause I feel like a lot of people on dating apps are a little bit on the younger side. So like you have just like a different demo as you like move up the age group a little bit. So we'll see. I don't know. Just a new little endeavor.
Just 27. Good year. Just, good year. I don't know what happened when I was 27. Well, okay, Kenny, so we're talking about two dates. So let's start with the first one that you went on in terms of those two dates or the whatever.
Well, I just started talking about one. So why don't we just go with the girl who's from.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. We met on Hinge because I'm really original and I've never said that on this podcast before. And that I kind of already gave you the rundown of like the preliminary dialogue, but just like had a connection around like Winston-Salem and like Wake, and like she was always curious about the people who went to Wake but didn't grow up there because she grew up there and didn't want to go there because like it was so local for her. It'd be like going to college in your hometown, like get out, go do something different.
Fair.
But she went far and she went to UNC Chapel Hill, but like all good.
Okay. Great school.
Super good school. But yeah, that was like it was a very like standard intro, standard dialogue. And then we just went and grabbed some drinks. We originally planned to go to one bar, and this is like the worst thing. This is always what gives me so anxiety. There's this bar called Stay Gold in like Kipps Bay in between. It's like just east of Gramercy. I think it's like high teens and like, so maybe, or low 20s. I forget exactly. I'd have to look it up. But I like, it was like a little bit on the earlier side. She got out of work earlier than I did. So I headed back from work a little early. I walk into this bar. It is wall to wall. And everybody's screaming, and it's like clearly people there from happy hour. And I was like, this is my nightmare because you can't sit anywhere. You can't stand anywhere. I'm like, I have a stupid backpack because I just came from work and backpacks are really fucking cool. So I'm like just taking up way too much space. And I'm just like, this is just only going to go poorly.
Wait, did you say what bar it was? I might've just missed it.
What was it called?
Yeah.
Stay Gold. It's like a relatively new, like cool cocktail bar, but I think it's like too new, and like I think Infatuation might have like written it up a little bit, so it was like just
I feel like even though I don't live in New York anymore, I can tell by that name and like just the area that it probably blew up the spot. If it's a cool bar in that area, like that bar there, that area was lacking, I feel like, for like cool cocktail bars.
There were like no other ones, and like so it was that, or you go like further in, and like
everything
was like slightly too far apart, whereby like that exponentially impacted my like stress level when I walked in and realized, oh shit, this isn't gonna work.
Yeah, it's funny because it's very like oh my god, the Freehand Hotel opened really close to there, and they have like a couple really cool bars and a roof bar, and it got annoying I think really fast.
Oh my god, Liza, that's where you watched me on a date. Watched me on a date.
I went and sat for an Elite Daily article. It was really fucked up and really fun. I had like two cocktails, I went to the wrong bar first because there's two bars inside, and I went to the wrong one and whatever. So I had to like chug my first fancy cocktail, and then I went to the second bar and had another fancy cocktail, and it was like five, but I just hadn't eaten a lot and whatever. And so I had a little like, I was at the bar like tipsy. I had a great time with myself.
I will repost that article. I mean, you can probably just Google it, but I'll repost it somewhere, a secret Facebook group or our Patreon. But that was so funny. That was so lol.
Oh my god, it was so fun. I was having the best little date with myself watching Kimmy on a date. It's really fun.
If you ever watched your friend on a date, tell us, because again, she wasn't being mean about my date, just literally about like watching me and
I couldn't hear it because I was on the other side of the room, and he was extremely cute. There was like nothing to be mean about. I was just observing. Mostly, I was like watching Kimmy because I was like, obviously, I didn't know this guy, and I just wanted to see Kimmy's like body language and like vibe, and like it was really fun. It was really, really fun, and also like I felt incredibly creepy, but like the little buzz helped me not feel creepy. I was just like,
yeah, your commentary on that, which is in that article, is so fucking funny. My editor was probably well, she was like, this is amazing. And she was probably in her head like, I should hire her instead of Kimmy.
I was just like a spy. It was very fun.
I'm like waiting to look up from one of my dates and like see you and Kimmy with the full mic thing and like the headphones on, like sports casting my date.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Across the bar, like weirdly lit, like weirdly dressed up in like matching outfits. Just like a new
wait, story. I think when Kimmy's in New York, I like how we just keep coming up with ideas for live shows and then not doing them. But when Kimmy's in New York, I think what we should do is put is have Kenny go on a date with a listener live on stage.
Yeah, I think we should.
And Kimmy and I will sit.
That sounds like my literal worst nightmare. I don't know. I mean, it's like, role play that scenario for me real quick, because what are we talking about? What are we doing? We're in front of a crowd. Like,
you guys just have a normal date, but there
is a date.
That sounds so normal to me. You talk on stage in front of a group of people, and then me and your sister narrate it. What's weird?
The play-by-play. I like us being commentators, though. Like, yeah, that dating show needs to exist. We'll make it. We'll make it, guys. We'll make it.
Just us with the football headsets with the mics, and we've got caps on and stuff. Yeah.
Specifically, like, the NFL.
Yes. Okay, do you leave this bar?
Oh, yeah. She immediately walked in. It was like, it's a little bit crowded. Do you want to go a little bit loud? Do you want to go somewhere else? And so I was like, we're doing it. So, it was a great start. Fortunately, there's a place like a couple blocks down the street. Like, we're inching downtown towards the L. It's called Ampersand. I also don't remember exactly what Crossroad it was, but it's like another cool, like, cocktail bar, similar vibe, similar atmosphere. Also a little bit loud, but like we're running out of options here. Like pick your poison. So I ended up landing there, and it ended up like getting a seat at the bar, so like alleviated that certain like stress inducing component of like the date. So
So then are you doing the like awkward walk and talk where you're like, so like how many siblings do you have?
It was like definitely all of the awkward walk and talk subjects, and like so I was probably walking a little fast.
Also, Foskets already walk way too fast. Like, we walk fast. Liza, you walk fast, though, too.
I'm walking fast. Like, I'm getting to this place. I, like, if this place is also, like, super crowded and we can't sit down, like, I think I'm almost, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm lost. Like, we need to start running down to the next
then
bar.
Then you just bring her to the bar on your corner.
For sure. Good night, Sunny.
Good night, Sunny, yeah. Sorry. Yeah,
there's totally options.
Well, I'm just thinking also from LA perspective, this would not be possible in LA, depending on your neighborhood, to just walk to another bar. I think I've just had like a little bit of frustration with my neighborhood in LA because it's not a walk to bar neighborhood. So I'm just thinking about people who are not in cities at all and how that would work out if it was super crowded.
Mm.
Like that's
I always like part of my decision criteria if I'm going somewhere where I haven't been before is to always pick something that's close enough to something else, whether it even be like a really short Uber ride. Because I think just like having that backup option, like at the end of the day, like I knew at least one other thing to go try. So I thought that was like very comforting. And like, even if the place wasn't super crowded, but it ended up like being just like a shitty bar and like it was overhyped and like the reviews didn't really do it justice or whatever, like you have another idea and you can be like, oh, I thought this was cool. Let me take you to someplace that I actually like am used to or like I actually know is cool or whatever. So I like having that. And I think it's a good strategy.
No, I think that's we need to add that to like the list of things that we maybe didn't uncover, but like have talked about in the pod that are really useful, like tangible tips. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a good second option in case you get somewhere and it's overwhelming.
And you can kind of show well that you're like prepared for this date, because whenever I do it, I'm like, there's two places. I say we go to this one. If it's crowded, there's this other cool place like around the corner. So like at least like shows that you've given it like a little bit more thought than just like randomly picking a bar and be like, go meet me here.
Yeah, I feel like that's impressive.
Sorry.
Yeah.
If it goes well and you want to go to a second bar, that's also helpful to have in the back of your mind.
Laying down.
Yeah, very smart. Okay, so you get to the second bar. You sit down. You get a seat at the bar.
Yeah, it was good. We had like... it was fine. I mean, we just didn't like have a ton in common. This was like one of the first times where like we just like... we're stretching on conversations. Like once we hit like the Wake stuff and like the Winston-Salem stuff, like that was great. And then like that rolled into school conversation, which was good. But then it's like, after that, it was like a little slow and like sometimes a little bit forced. It was, I could say, the first time that I was the closest to having to mention my interest in podcasts before. Because she had mentioned that she was like launching like, or like thinking about starting a podcast about like being essentially like a podcast book club where like adults revisit like childhood favorites and like talk about them.
At Sarah Winter, Sarah and I wanted to do Modern Ladies Book Club. It was like where you go back and read the books you should have or you want to reread from high school or should have read in high school you didn't. I thought that would be a great podcast. Clearly, I'm unreadable. Yeah,
people reading books and watching movies and talking about them is clearly a successful genre.
Yeah.
But like I was like, oh, podcasts. Yeah. Didn't say anything.
Yeah. That's tough. That was always tough for me when people, because podcasts come up a lot now. And then you're like, yeah, I like them.
Just like conversation was already slow enough, or like not slow enough, but like I feel like I was on the all kind of like on the edge of like being disinterested just because it was like hard to connect. I feel like if I had made mention of the podcast, it would have been a bad date.
Yeah.
Where otherwise it was just kind of another date. It would have been like, I feel like it would have pushed it over the edge and just made it super uncomfortable. Yeah. So I'm glad I was able to avoid that. But it was like relatively non-eventful. I mean.
And you weren't attracted to her. I know it's weird because we're siblings, but you were just like, eh.
Yeah, it was more of an eh. It was like, could it? It was like a could be thing if it was like the right personality to go with it. Like at the end of the day, it just kind of wasn't what I was looking for, I guess. So we like proceeded to like have a couple drinks and then walked to the train and we went separate ways. So it was like a relatively casual kind of one and done. I haven't really interacted since. So
have you, did you like text her that night? Like, did you just do your standard like that night text or?
Yeah, I think she was going back to like the Upper West Side. So I said, let me know when you make it back. Oh, I guess the other funny thing that came out of this meeting was that
meeting. You called it a meeting.
Yeah. Oh, we're on Zoom. I'm getting.
No, I just think it's like a slip, you know, because you were seeing it more like a networking.
My music taste, though, has now been described as lesbian dad music, and I've fully subscribed to that. That's my new favorite
That's
thing.
That's what she said?
Yeah. Jean's like, I don't even know if that doesn't really make sense, what but it was it? Like the yeah, combination of like all of my favorite artists being lesbians and then like throwing in a Bon Iver dad song in the mix. It was like, combine the words and you've got lesbian dad music. So I'm just kind of leaning into that lifestyle. So
I think there's a lot of really good lesbian artists right now.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, my whole Spotify Wrapped was like Courtney Barnett, Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers. It was just like all super talented, strong female forward artists. So it's good to see.
2019,
baby.
I'm doing the hang 10 emoji hands, which I've been doing way too much. I forget that people can't see.
Shaking my head profusely.
I'm overusing it in emojis and in life. The hang 10 thumb.
I like it in emojis. That's funny. You do use it. And probably, like, we haven't even texted that much that you would have used it to me, but I've seen it and I like it and I support it.
I do it a lot. I also do it a lot when I'm like, to be droll, like when I'm over something, like I use it instead of an eye roll. I'll be like, I have to do this tonight. So that's cool. Hang 10.
Yeah. Appreciate
it. I've been overusing it. all right. So, okay. I feel like maybe it would be good to talk about date number 9.
Yeah.
And then, okay. Can we take a quick ad break real quick first? I'm going to try and remember to make space for them. Ad break. Here it is.
And now we're back post ad break.
We got our water.
We got our wine.
We handled our shit.
Water, wine, and what's the other thing? Isn't that biblical? I don't know.
Fishes?
Something like that, right? Anyway, Kenny, date 9.
Date number 9. So it wasn't just a drinks date. No, it wasn't just an alcoholic drinks date. This was the first time I had to mentally prepare to go on a coffee date. And I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before, but coffee makes me poop. And I was so nervous to go on this date because it was, let's set the stage. So it was Mudd Coffee, which is super good and actually very strong. And so like for me to prepare to go on that date was like mentally exhausting.
And it's the cool Mudd, right? That, so for our listeners not in New York, is it the one that has like you can order drinks at or food at? That's a really good in-between
like a full-on bar up the front, and then it's like this cool, like almost feels like your outside but inside back area, and like you can eat and you can snack, you can have coffee, you can have beer, you can have drinks, you can do it all. So
I like it's actually working super cool. It's a good combo. But okay, back to the poop anxiety.
I mean, what else is there to say? I mean, I was just like, imagine like drinking a full hard, like not hard, strong, like cold brew coffee in front of somebody, and like it's just a lot to ask for. So I definitely pooped before I went on the date, and if I didn't have to poop, I definitely sat on the toilet again just to make sure that like I was good to go. And then for all the listeners who didn't subscribe to the Potty Podcast, I was driving up to Sugar Bush, which is a 5-hour ride from White Plains, which is where I work. I listened to three different episodes of three different podcasts, and they all involved poop. So for this podcast, not to have a little poop joke in here, and it just wouldn't be a podcast without.
We're gonna start now.
I'm fucking poop positive, man. I want to talk about poop with everyone I know. I think it's. I'm trying to fucking normalize it. I have been for a while. People aren't getting upward so much, but this is the thing that I never understand about, like hashtag men, is like if you had to poop at the coffee shop, why wouldn't you just go poop? Is it because it takes you like 25 minutes to poop?
No, maybe. Okay. I don't know. I just think it's like, it's an ordeal. And then like people immediately know that if you're a guy and you're gone for like a little bit longer, you're pooping.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
Also, Liza, I can't go anywhere in public.
I mean,
I can't
it's
go
true.
Out of work.
Like, okay, here's my thing. I'm a really fast pooper. It takes me the same amount of time to poop as it does to pee. So my anxiety is like mostly, it's like different.
And you
like
don't have stinky ones. Sorry. But like we've shared so many hotel rooms together. We have traveled together. I will be like, you know what? I have to just deal with this on my own. Liza can go and it doesn't affect everyone else's day staying in the room with her. You know,
like, it's fine. My farts are smelly. My poops are not. This is my personal brand and I'm sticking to it.
It's amazing. That's an amazing brand.
I know, but my farts are really smelly. Like Jeff recently was like, do you want to go to a doctor? I was like, nope.
God, I hope that everyone was on board for bath store talk and potty talk.
I'm putting this in the future episode notes right now. Poop positivity.
I think that's important. Well, you also just don't want to poop on a first date, no matter how you are at pooping. Like Liza, I don't think you would poop on a first date.
No, you know what? You're completely right.
I'm just going to call that out.
You're completely right. It would be a whole thing, and I would probably get so anxious about it that I would come back and be like, I pooped. Because also, that's my way of telling if I can date a guy.
We should put you and Jeff on a first date, even though it's obviously on a first date, in front of an audience. That's what I think we need.
Like That would be fun. I feel like people would have to be like, submit questions for us to ask each other many siblings. You know what I mean?
That's a bad idea. I just like to remind you.
0%. It was not a bad idea at all. There's no bad ideas in brainstorming. 30 Rock. One of my most oft requoted 30 Rock lines. That's not the line. It's no judgment in brainstorming. All right, doesn't matter.
I've been rewatching it. It was just time. I had gone through and I was like, I'm on Hulu rewatching.
So fucking good. Yeah. So funny. Okay, so you're on this date at Mud and a girl you met on, I don't know,
it's called
Hinge.
Mud.
I know. What? I was just like, I was it's at Mud. And you're making me poop
I
joke.
Said Mud.
I know. But
I thought
you get it. Sorry. I'm five. I'm truly five. I'm
nope,
sorry.
Nope. With you now. For a second, I was like, did I say blood? No. I went to a weird dark place.
Also, I would never correct you. Sorry. No, I just had to giggle.
No, not at all. Okay, so you met this girl on Hinge, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Yep, and it was just like very short back and forth. I honestly, since I've cleansed my Hinge, don't have it, and I don't exactly remember what the back and forth was, but it was very like, I have dinner plans this Saturday. Like, do you want to just grab a quick, like, happy hour type drink? So I was like, easiest way to do that, go to a cool place in the East Village. Like, that's because she was going downtown towards, like, the LAS area. And so, like, I was like, yeah, there's this cool place. We can get coffee. You can get a drink. You can get whatever you want. So I suggested Mud. And it was, like, very convenient, too, because she had this list of places. Ooh, hot tip. Start saving things in your Google Maps that you, like, want to go it because it marks them with a green flag and then you can check them off. So it's just like this running checklist of like places you want to go and have it gone. And like, I think this was on her list, or if it wasn't, I was like, add this to your list, because it was just made it super easy. Cause it's like, I want to go to these places. A lot of them were in the area. So if like that one didn't work out, like, again, we had like another place we could go, but it's like, that is a genius strategy. And I don't know why I haven't been doing it.
I know, same. And I've been taught it and I'm still not doing it. And it reminds me of the 50-50. If anyone remembers this, last night I went to, I'm going to just shout it out, Sushi Fumi in West Hollywood. It's the best meal I've had in LA, but it's like just low. It's like really good sushi in like a regular looking sushi restaurant. It's so good. I've been a couple times, but I just like last night reconfirmed my favorite meal in LA. I've been to fancier places, but I was looking for that old New York Times app. No, like only a couple. Jesus, sorry. But I've been looking. It's really affordable too, if you get the specials. Anyway. I wanted an app that would help me check things off. Do you know what I mean? I was literally looking for that last night. And so I'm going to do the Google Map thing, because there used to be a thing that the New York Times had called the 50-50, and you would check off restaurants as you went to them. And it's gone.
I've been using the Infatuations app. They have this thing called the hit list, and you can put,
you can
when
check
you read
them.
About things, you can put them on your hit list. I think you just remove them. Like, I think you can swipe to remove them. I don't know, though.
It's not as satisfying as being like, I want to
all
these places.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point.
Yeah, I'm an avid Infatuation user. Actually, they should sponsor us. We'll see.
Right? Their app is so good.
But I don't have their app. Last night, I got called out for that, too.
Their app is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just delete it, which is not as fun. But anyway.
Anyway, Kate, sorry.
I feel like we've had the most tangents this episode. I don't hate it. I'm not mad. But
it's me. It's my fault. It's because
it's
had a long day.
It's not your fault at all.
I wanted wine. I miss you guys both. Like, I just want to
chat. I think we're all in a, like, yo, this is going where it's going mood. I like it. I'm not mad about it.
No complaints. And they guys, have to talk about these dates. So
yeah, hang 10.
Full vibes, hang 10 sign.
We're all hang 10. Oh, God, I really want to take a picture.
Do you want to just screenshot it? I can't screenshot and hang 10 at the same time. My hands aren't big enough.
Screenshot is better.
Amazing.
You all didn't hear that, but maybe
but
did.
We just took a while to get the hang 10 picture.
We left it in. We were
How about this? You know what? I'll do this now so we don't do it to the end. We'll post it in our secret Facebook group.
Post it in the secret Facebook group, and you'll see a picture of all three of us. Mostly Liza, a little Kenny, and a little me. Taking a photo of us. No, I'll work on that. I'll work on that.
So, okay. So you're at the date. What are the vibes?
Vibes are great. I love a good date that has a tail end.
No.
I think we walked in, like, vibes were very good. Like, I knew it was going to be casual. It was, like, 3:30 in the afternoon. Like, it just felt like a good, like, short, like, let's grab some drinks. We'll hang out. And then, like, I think it's never, like, a bad thing to have a back end. Because even if, like, you guys have tons of fun and she goes to dinner, you can always be like, let me know what you're doing after dinner, and like maybe we can get back together.
Oh, yeah, you literally did that.
So I've done that, yeah. I think it's kind of a good move, because then it also just like afternoon, light out, sun's out, kind of like alleviates the weird pressure of like having drinks at 9 o'clock and then like having to go different ways at the end of the night. It's just like, it's very much so casual. So I very much appreciate like a good afternoon date. I know now I said like subconsciously like let meeting slip last time. We spent the entire time, she just got into business school and I'm applying to business school next fall, like talking about business school.
Where
so this
going?
Was kind of Haas. So she's going to Berkeley.
Okay.
Which is like somewhere I was like going to apply. And so like from my perspective, it was like a very informational like forward meeting.
You should apply to Anderson because you're not that crunchy.
That's where my college roommate is right now. She's not crunchy at all.
No, she's not. You're right. And I run into her at every entertainment company event. I always run into her. Yeah.
She's so fun. Hi, Benton.
Hi, Benton. Are you listening?
I don't think she's listening, but I'll tell her we shouted her out and then maybe she'll listen.
Yeah, I don't think she does either, because we didn't chat about that when we ran into her.
But, okay. So do you feel like it took on an air where it was too businessy to feel like a date, or did it still feel like a date?
I mean, we started... Ooh, tell me about this order. We started with alcoholic drink first and then had coffee. So, like, we loosened up, like, with, like, a
European
and stuff. And then we had, like, a little caffeine. And, like, she could have a little, like, pick me up before she went out and, like, got dinner. And then, like, I also, like, could like poop on my way out. So like it was kind of a good way to do it. So I feel like still got like the buzz of having a drink first to make it feel a little bit more datey than just like if we had only had coffee and talked about business school. I was like, this is not a date.
Yeah, you're this networking. Is a event.
This is like we met on LinkedIn, not we met on.
Someone sliding into my DMs on LinkedIn from the podcast.
calling you Kenneth. Trophy worthy. We'd make a trophy if that happened. Don't slide into his DMs because I don't think we can afford a trophy.
Don't. Kenny's already given very explicit instructions on how to hit him up. So now we're adding to it. I'm going to just put these in the show notes too. No, I'm just kidding.
But I do kind of feel like this is an interesting thing I have not considered before because I like having a second drink after I have a first drink as evidenced by the ad break. But like having a drink in the daytime, which I really like as a first date move, but then like switching to coffee or something, like still being able to have your day and not, I think that's a really good move, but kind of hard to do unless you're at.
It needs to be the right place. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't get like a random, like, do you have drip coffee at like a very divey but fun bar? Cause that would be gross. Yeah.
You could go on one of my favorite feelings in the world is when you go out to a nice dinner and you have like a bunch of wine and then you get an espresso at the end. So you got that wine mellowness, but you're like awake. And that's like peak humanity.
Yep. Those are those amazing espresso machines. Like, it's so good. Yep. I love that.
I feel like that's a good move for the end of a dinner date when you're like, let's go to a bar. Like, I'm feeling relaxed and I'm going to be awake for 6 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that move. Especially, and it just like, as much as Kenny, you fear, you know, number twoing, like it helps you digest your big dinner too. If you're like on a date and you want to also hook up later and all.
Well, also this, I forget what podcast I was listening to, and I don't know how you feasibly ever pull this off, but like the whole like idea of hooking up before you go out to dinner, so then you don't have to like feel fat at dinner, and then you can just go to bed if you guys are like dating afterwards, like without having like to feel like, oh, I'm bloated because I just ate a full Minetta Tavern burger.
Oh yeah. No, I've ruined a lot of like very romantic occasions because I'm just like, don't fucking touch me. Like,
yeah, actually, people in relationships, there should be a mandate on that. Like,
I think Dan Savage has like a movement of like have sex first. Like, it's like a hashtag. Okay,
I was like, why have I heard that? I feel like that's something I listen to then too, because I've heard that too.
I'm trying to incorporate it into my life. It's. I will say it's a helpful way to go about, but it's not to go about like not being in that situation. But it's got to be tricky for like.
Oh, I mean, definitely dating. Not a first date move.
Yeah. Can you imagine proposing?
You're like, let's do the fantasy be like, hey, first, and then.
I'm going to take you to, like, I can't think of, like, a good example. Now, I'm going to take you to Keen's, but first you have to come to my apartment. That's a full murderer move.
Yep.
Like, that's 100% murder.
Yeah. We would, like, not be so understanding of the victim in that situation. We'd be like, well, you didn't know. I'm just kidding. Because honestly, if you're just hooking up, actually, okay, yeah. I take that back.
This is the plot of the pilot of Sex in the City. Do we remember this? The first episode of Sex in the City, when she meets Mr. Big, she's like so attracted to him, whatever, and they have sex before they go to dinner.
Yes, and it's a whole thing because she's like, oh my God, I had sex with him.
She like shame spirals about it, and then she's like, eh, whatever.
No, it's definitely fine. And like, that was very progressive for the 90s. And it
for sure
remains. Okay, we are not being progressive. I take back what I said, but you can leave this in. But just, guys, know that I'm just thinking out loud, and I've had a glass and a half of wine, and, you know, I've had, like, kind bars all day. Like, a kind bar and then, like, nuts, so.
It's all buoyant. I mean, look, I think that most people would be suspicious if they met on someone on a dating app and they were like, hey, come to my apartment and have sex with me first, then we'll go to dinner. I think that, like, a lot of the world would be suspicious.
Yeah, because I guess if you're going to do the come to my apartment, have sex. Like, remember when Derek was on too, like, especially like on Grindr and stuff? Like,
yes.
You're going to do that, not necessarily go to dinner after. If it goes well, maybe you'll go to dinner after.
Well, I think, yeah, it's also like some people, that's what they're looking for. But I think that you're then more explicit about that being what you're looking for. I think like if you're on the apps to find like people to have sex with, like that's completely fine. But, like, usually that's more of, like, a conversation. Like, it's more of, like, you're out there looking for that, and you're communicating what you want.
Usually Keen Steakhouse doesn't find itself into that conversation.
Yeah, exactly. It's not,
I feel
like
it does for, like, American Psycho. Like, it then really does become a serial killer. Like, it's a very specific, brand of man.
Yes, for sure.
Or woman.
White finance dudes.
Or Theranos, like Elizabeth Holmes.
Oh my God.
The bad blood thing.
Speaking
of podcasts. Are you guys as up on that as I am?
No, but Jeff's been walking around the house with his AirPods in.
Listening.
Just being like, oh my God. Like, listening to the Theranos podcast. Like, puttering around, washing dishes.
I can't wait for that documentary
like,
to come out. I think it's on HBO. Yeah. It was a Sundance thing, and some of my friends got to go. I didn't get that ticket.
That's cool. Okay, so Kenny, as a wrap-up-ish. Oops, I mean, we don't, like, have... No, it's fine. But, like... Okay, you went on these two dates. Before we started talking, you had mentioned that you were feeling perhaps a little ambivalent about both of them. Or not ambivalent, apathetic.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just have to be willing to accept that you're going to go on dates and, like, understand that nothing's going to come out of them. I think, like, I was very much so, like, go pro, like, second date. But, like, I think at the same time, you need to be conscious of, like, other people's times and other people's emotions. Like, if you don't think it's there, then, like, don't lead people on and like make them think that it's there if it's not. So like,
so did you have ongoing? Oh, sorry. Did you have ongoing conversations with either of these ladies?
No, both of them were like a few text exchanges afterwards, just for like thanks for making time or like thanks for coming out, but like not necessarily any like leading like we should definitely do it again or anything like that. Just like keeping it short, and then like if it did come up, then I would have addressed it head on and been like, I don't necessarily know, like. If I would keep wanting to hang out, but at the same time, it, like, didn't present itself, so maybe they didn't really want to either.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah.
From my perspective, like, it was just, like, a mutual, like, dissipation where we both went our separate ways, and, like, that's totally fine with me. I don't feel strongly about like, either of these two, like, slipping away or, like I'm missing out on anything, really. I don't know.
Well, I think that's kind of ideal, weirdly, in a lot of ways. You know, if you go on a meh date, which we've talked about the fact that most dates are kind of, like, meh, you know, mm-hmm. for there to be a mutual agreement of like, all right, this was meh. Like, nice to meet you. I'll invite you to connect on LinkedIn. And
yes. But I would just argue to our listeners, I'm just thinking back to like when I would go on these dates and like have this inkling. And sometimes it was really misguided. It was me like thinking I needed to go on a second date and not even being sure, but wanting to get there to text or not text something that was more like insinuating, can we hang out again? I feel like do it if you want to. Don't do it if you don't want to. And don't read into the thank you. Because I used to read into the, like, first night texts a little bit too much. Like, Kenny talking to you has been helpful. I don't know. I just think, like, if we could zoom out a little and think about, like, it sounds like those girls weren't interested, but you would never have known, right? Unless one of them, like, suggested something a little bit more, like, second date-y. Right?
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, if the suggestion had been more forward for like a second thing, or if I had like, cause assuming I didn't and like someone else had like, cause I guess I didn't. Well, that was really stupid. But like assuming something else did come across that was like a little bit more forward, like if I was like on the edge and like thought it could be fun and like interesting, yeah, like maybe I would have done it. But at the same time, like the fact that it didn't come across made it easier for me, but I would probably have to like think about it and like decide whether or not it's like a good use of both of our time. I don't think like going on a second date is necessarily like wasting someone's time. I think like you never know if like a first date's just a little weird. Mm-hmm. Like a second date might like, you might find that like you both have relaxed, like taking a deep breath and like decided to loosen up and like finally like get to know each other. But I think like, yeah, if you don't think that it's like necessarily what you want, there's so many other fish in the sea. Like, you can find another person to go on a date with if it's like not ideal. But yeah. I don't know. Just
I was
keeping
getting,
an open
getting
mind
super
and, like,
heteronormative with that thought. I know it was kind of like because I just feel like so often as a woman, I like would be waiting for a text from a guy that would suggest a second date. But it's kind of like just my thought for just like people who are women dating men. Like, just remember you can like suggest something too, or like just. You saying that kind of helped me.
If some chick was like, we should totally do this again, like that would make it a lot easier for me to be like, hey, sorry, like I had a lot of fun, don't want to do that, and like provide you with clarity, or to be like, wow, this is really like forward of her. I feel very much like appreciated for like being able to like hang out with you and like we spent time together. Like, that's awesome. We should. Like, it's like no harm, no foul kind of thing. Like, if you are into it, like say that or like hint that you're into it. You don't need to be super explicit, but like I don't think it's that hard. I think it works both ways because I think guys also like can wait for like girls to do that and not necessarily think that they have to make like the second.
You're right. No, I think that is kind of the, I'm talking like so much from my own perspective and then just reminding our majority female listeners that like, it's sometimes.
I also like have been dating like regularly for like I don't know. I started the podcast last summer and like had been dating a little bit longer than that. Like, it's not a very long time. I'm a talking head, right? I'm one opinion. So like, take mine with a grain of salt, combine it with others that you hear from other folks and decide whatever you want to do.
Liza and I are just like, you listen to us and us only.
Yeah, I'm not a talking head. I actually know everything.
I'm so qualified. No.
No, but it just as in conclusion, how much would my high school teachers hate me right now? Do you feel like when you go on a couple dates like this in a row that you just have kind of no feelings about, does it affect your perspective on dating generally?
Yeah, I feel like it can lead to two outcomes. Like one, I'll be like invigorated to like go find the next one, or two, I'll be like, oh, I just spent like a couple hours of my time like in otherwise busy weeks where like I would have rather have used that time for like something else, and like kind of feel discouraged or like a little bit burnt out. I think it's like I'm doing this podcast and I like feel like a little bit more obligated to like go on dates to make sure that I can participate. But like if I was just trying to structure my own program, I don't think it's weird to like take a couple, like if you go on two dates, that's like probably 2 weeks, like take a week off and like figure out like what was it that I liked about those dates? What was it that I didn't like about those dates? So like the next time you go on a date, you actually like can hone in and like figure out what you are looking for, I guess, without a better thing. Cause like, I think I've gone on so many dates now where it's like easy for me to identify whether or not something is going to be like fun or not fun, or if there's going to be a connection, just like based on like a couple things. And then like once like I think that there's that opportunity, it's like much easier to relax and just like take a step back or like mentally and just like think about like the whole like experience, because like otherwise you could just be like so focused on like dating and like repetition and like getting reps that you like start thinking about you more than like the other person across the table. At least that's something that happens to me, because I'm like, what am I doing like wrong? Like this isn't like going well. I thought like everybody just, I'm 27, everybody on these dating apps has girlfriends and I'm still here like dating. That's not necessarily the case. I think like taking a breath and like taking a week off to like maybe just not think about dating and like reset, and I think that's healthy.
I think it's, we should dig into this more, because we have so preached the numbers game, which I would say would still be advantageous in the way you're explaining it. But also like I specifically, it was important for me to switch my habits and do the numbers game. You were already doing the numbers game of like going on a lot of dates before this.
Yeah, sure. But then prior to that, I also hadn't been. So I feel like it's fine. Like if you start this adventure, like this journey through like dating, like to hold yourself to like a date a week, every single week, I mean, can ultimately just be like taxing, right? So like if you need 1 week off and maybe you like do two dates in the course of, or like three dates in the course of 2 weeks and like catch up, if you really want to stick to like going on 52 dates in a year, I think that's doable. But I think at the end of the day, like dating like should be fun. Like you should be out there like trying to find somebody you want to be with and like spend time with. And so I think like taking a week off while like not losing the focus of like, yeah, I want to get reps in and I want to go and meet different people, and I think I'm going to learn a lot from that process. I think like taking it like, or at least thinking about taking a week off, like maybe you just even leave it at that, is healthy, because otherwise dating can just become a job and everybody has jobs. You guys have jobs. I have a job.
Like, you don't have a job.
I don't really have a job.
I mean, like, you're filing taxes. So
here they are.
Goodness.
Yeah. All right. Well, on like, that note,
preachy little.
No, 0%. I think it's helpful, and I think it sets the tone for our next time we have you on, which hopefully will be in a couple weeks. But, you know, we'll be interested to check in with all of this, like, thank wisdom you, and optimism, your optimism you're bringing to the table.
Yeah, it's appreciated. Our listeners love it. I feel like we get a lot of emails about Kenny, and I, like, miss being the focus of attention. But
remember, folks, slide into his DMs. Do not, what was the thing? Don't add him on LinkedIn.
Anyway. I'm expecting to see at least one random LinkedIn ad. Although I'd be lying if I said I knew anybody who was adding me on LinkedIn.
No, it's just to prove all. Whatever.
Yeah, like on Instagram, you can be like, are they following 51 First States? Okay. Yeah. Which you should be. Oh, great segue. Segue time.
Beautiful.
If you're not following us on Instagram, please do. We're getting better at putting out content daily, like Liza and I to camera. Like we were so good and then we stopped, and then we're going to get so good again.
Yes, for sure.
But please follow us at 51 First States Pod on Instagram. Join the secret Facebook group. All you have to do is in Facebook search 51 First Dates secret Facebook group secret. That's all. Just stop there. Ooh, I'm so clear. It's so wonderful. But you'll get there. Email your worst first dates to 51firstdatespod@gmail.com because those are fucking fun. And I promise you, like in the next week, I should be more chilled out in my life and I will read them and we will read them on the pod and Kenny will read them on the pod. Kenny should read one on the pod.
Totally. We have some great ones in the backlog, so keep sending them and we will get to many more of them in coming weeks.
And we love you, and I feel like we have some new listeners who are really, truly rate, subscribe, reviewing, and I yeah, really appreciate it. I feel like I've seen the number jump, and like our Facebook group, you know, there are bigger podcasts out there, but there are like 1,000 of you in our secret Facebook group, which is important. That means you actually
bigger,
care about
not
our thoughts.
Better.
So yeah. If all of you could just give us that little rating, we just kiss you on the cheek the next time we see you.
I walked into my friend's apartment in Greenwich Village. And the first thing they go is, we were just all listening to your podcast on the TV. And I turned around and walked out the door.
No.
Oh my God. Amazing.
But it was just like, it was like six dudes just like listening to the podcast on the
TV.
Oh
my God.
But Kenny, I'm embarrassed too. Like, we'll always be embarrassed about this, but you know what? Being vulnerable is an exercise. And like, we have really cool listeners who write in and tell us that it means something to them. And that is flabbergasting to me, but it really makes it worth it. So thank you guys so much. Thank you for supporting. Check out our Patreon. We have not done a good job on that, but please do. Patreon.com/51firstdatespod. All right, we love you so much. Kenny, thank you again. Liza, thank you for dealing with my more buzzed ass.
Not at all.
Thanks, guys. We love you.
Go on a date.
Go on a date.
Go on a date.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.